Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And it's great to be with you here on this Wednesday evening. Dante Marcatelli here with you from our Orlando Magic Radio Studios. It is Magic Drive Time here in Berlin is our producer. We're going to go to the phones and catch up with Jeff Turner, the analyst for all games on Fox Sports Florida, here in about 20 seconds. The Magic fall last night to the Oklahoma City Thunder, 126-117, 37 points for Paul George, 31 of them coming in the first half. Another ho-hum triple-double for Russell Westbrook, 23 points, 14 rebounds, 14 assists. But unfortunately, now the Magic have dropped to 20-31, and we're coming on desperate times here with just 31 games remaining on the season. Next up will be the Indiana Pacers tomorrow night in our building. We hit the air at 6:30 right here on the Magic Radio Network, 96.9 The Game, and also 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. So without further ado, let's welcome in the big lefty, Jeff Turner, who has been well-traveled here the last few months but had a day off, and we're making him work on his day off here today, which I greatly appreciate you for that, JT. So what did the chores list look like when you were home with an off day today?
You know, I'm not too bad here. I'm just kind of relaxing, got to sleep in a little bit, and so as you know, we've got meetings this afternoon and everything like that. So I've just kind of been enjoying a cup of coffee, doing a little bit of reading, catching up on my NBA news.
Yes.
Not too bad.
Very good. Sounds like a fantastic day. So it's a little different than your partner, David Steele, who has how many times has he had to walk coach to this point, do you think?
I'm guessing it's probably 2 to 3 already. It probably started about 6 a.m. I'm guessing, you know, every couple hours, coach needs to do something. Either, you know, go out, throw the ball, or, you know, go for a long walk. I told him, you know, it's, you know, he's got the kids out, you know,
right.
He's got the grandkids. There's no need to do this, but, you know. Some people don't listen to my advice.
That's where the world goes wrong, JT. And I think we know that. We could talk about that ad nauseum. So did you and Didi not ever entertain that, getting a little pup, or did you not do it for that reason?
No, we did the dog thing when we had the kids.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
I think they go hand in hand, right? Like it's perfect. Once the kids are out and everything, you don't add. It's like having a child.
It is.
Add another one. You enjoy life. You wait for the grandkids to come, which David has done.
Right, right.
You know, hey, but, you know, it's David Steele. He has his own thing. He does David Steele, and I'm okay with that.
He sure does. That's why he's one of the best, and you guys are a fantastic duo. Back at it tomorrow at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida against the Indiana Pacers. And JT, before we go to last night's game and kind of foreshadow what the last 31 looked like, tomorrow we'll see the Pacers without Victor Oladipo. And obviously that devastating injury, we were all on the bus together when we saw the news, that ruptured quad tendon. He had surgery. He'll be out for the year. We don't know what the recovery looks like, but it's just amazing the outpouring of support across the NBA. I think it was the Golden State Warriors the other day wearing the T-shirts in support of Victor Oladipo. It just shows how heartbroken everyone is for him and what a well-respected guy he is.
Well, I think that speaks to Victor's personality, the type of young man he is, you know, that he endears himself to a lot of people. I think as former players, you know, there's a respect for his competitiveness and the game. And then there's also an understanding, you know, nobody likes to see anybody get hurt. But, you know, knowing, I think a lot of players understand what's ahead of him, this rehab process, you know, as he works over the next year to get back to where he was as an athlete, if he can do that. It's going to be interesting. This is an injury we don't see a lot of guys get. You know, we hear about ACLs and things like that, ankles,
that's
you know,
thing.
All these stuff. But, you know, torn quadricep tendon, that's a whole other ball game.
Well, JT, take us through that, because you had injuries, unfortunately, throughout your playing career. And And I think, obviously, the pain and not being able to be on the floor, but I think another part of it is kind of separation from the team that he'll start to go through as well. Where does, as much as you can let us know, where does the mind go when you're rehabbing from an injury, a devastating injury? You're not around the team every day, and you're working your tail off to try and get back.
Yeah, no, it's tough, Dante. The thing is like, for me personally, I had I tore my ACL in April of 94. And, I was playing, I'm in peak physical condition. You have the surgery, and what, I don't know if, people that haven't been experienced anything like that, everything's gone. Once they start cutting on you, you've lost all of your strength. You're lucky to be able to, just put it like a 2.5 pound ankle weight on and be able to lift your leg.
Wow.
And that is like, that's something as an athlete is just so foreign to you.
Sure.
So that whole process and every athlete does experiences a major injury. You'll go through a time where you'll plateau and you don't feel like you're making any progress, and you go through the, can I get there? It's a long process.
Yeah.
Obviously the technology, the surgeries are so much better today, and the rehab is, it's gone through the whole gamut. I mean, when I was going through my ACL, the going thought was you could do this in 6 months, and I did. That's now gone to a year for an ACL.
How about that?
To get all the way back. It's just changed. But I think, good surgeons, good therapy. There's so much information out there. I have no doubt with Victor's work ethic that we're going to see him in a year. It would be surprising me if we did not.
No, there's no question. He'll be back, and we certainly wish him the best. But, we won't be there for the day-to-day. We'll just all of a sudden he'll be back. And it's interesting insight to see what the road ahead looks like for Victor Oladipo. Speaking with Jeff Turner, analyst for Fox Sports Florida, the Magic are back at it tomorrow against Indiana. JT, going into last night, the Magic had lost their previous six losses, had been by an average of 5 points. They've been in every game. Gone through stretches where they were unable to score. Last night you scored enough. You had 117 points. That's certainly enough. A different narrative, a little bit, unable to get stops. But I thought it was interesting, and I'll just start with, Coach Clifford last night kind of broke it up into three areas. He said, number one, we didn't get back on defense, and that led to the 18 fast break points. I know there was one where Mo completely lost Nerlens Noel, who slid behind him. That was a tough one. Fouled too much, 12 free throws there in the first quarter, and then the ball stopped. And he's right. We hadn't seen that as much here the last few weeks, few months. Started at the beginning of the year. But just, I guess, kind of start there on coach's assessment of what we saw last night.
Yeah, it's tough. The fast break points, and it's happened before, Dante. We get into a stretch where I think sometimes we let the our struggles offensively affect the defense, and you can see it. There was a stretch, I think it was in the fourth quarter. We had one in the second quarter, and then in the fourth quarter where we started like the first 7 minutes, 4 of 16 from the field. Right. Obviously, you're taking long shots. Oklahoma City, one of those teams that, they make you pay for missed shots. They transition from defense to offense so fast. I think that was part of the fast break issue. The most part, the Magic did a pretty good job in the first half of limiting, but it got away from them. When you're going to the offensive glass, which, it's a fine line. You want your guys getting second chance opportunities, which the Magic did. When you go and you miss, you don't get the rebound, there's numbers issues going the other way. So it's a fine line that they watch. And then I thought, down the stretch, the ball sticking, we had some turnovers that we had two shot clock violations where we just dribbled the clock out too much.
Right.
Those things in close ball games begin to add up, and it becomes those little things. And I think that was the tough part.
Yeah, it certainly was. And not to take anything away from OKC, JT, you made the point in your Taco Bell take during the broadcast that they probably have all the qualifiers you need to be a contender in the NBA, with a couple of stars in Paul George and Russell Westbrook and the way they play off each other. And you actually did a solid job. You held Paul George to 6 points in the second half, Russell Westbrook 7, but you let Dennis Schroeder get loose for 18 points in the fourth quarter, which was a backbreaker.
Yeah, I'm come away from that game even more convinced that they are a playoff contender, because I didn't realize the depth, right, that they had. I mean, I thought Schroeder came in. You know, we saw it in Atlanta a little bit, right, that his ability to create offensively, to get his own shot. So they've got another playmaker, a guy that can create, get his own shot. I thought Jeremy Grant really blossomed and has done a great job. You know, Nerlens Noel, you know, we didn't see Stevens Adams last night. He was out with an injury. Nerlens Noel doesn't get a lot of time playing behind Adams, but I thought he came in, and he has turned into a very capable backup center. So they've got pieces a little bit better off their bench than I thought maybe they did.
Yeah, they certainly do. Well, listen, we'll break it down a little bit more. Want to get JT's thoughts on what the next 31 games look like for this Orlando Magic Club. They could be critical, and especially when you start looking at personnel, some decisions to be made, certainly at season's end, maybe before if this thing starts to get away from you. Well, join the Orlando Magic in the Indian American Chamber of Commerce this Saturday as the Magic take on the Brooklyn Nets for India Day, presented by Fairwinds Credit Union. Celebrate Indian culture with special entertainment, traditional food, and pregame activities starting at FanFest on Church Street. Buy tickets now at OrlandoMagic.com/India Day. More with Jeff Turner, analyst for the Orlando Magic on Fox Sports Florida, when we return in a moment.
Our Magic never compromise on the court, and Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
With the Orlando Magic Fast Break Pass, you can take advantage of tremendous deals like the Papa John's Buzzer Beater. Sign up online to get text alerts with great offers to buy last-minute Magic tickets at unbelievable prices, all from your smartphone, all season long.
Blocked by Vucevic. Big right hand said, nope, knocked it away from him, never got to the rim.
It's easy, it's convenient, and it's pure magic. The Papa John's Buzzer Beater, the best pass for Orlando Magic basketball. Sign up now at OrlandoMagic.com/buzzerbeater.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
Backs in Noel, left-hand hook, you're not going to stop that. So you want to be an all-star. I think he's going to be there on Thursday. The coaches announce it. Vucevic has got 11 here in the first half. Magic within two.
He's good. Dennis Newman on the Magic Radio Network, heard right here on 96.9 The Game. The Orlando Magic fall to the Thunder last night. Next up, the Pacers. Magic fans, if you want to see the Warriors when they come to town, Hilton is giving you the opportunity to win the ultimate Orlando staycation by going to OrlandoMagic.com/Hilton. You can enter for a chance to win and see the Magic take on the Warriors at the Amway Center on February 28th and win a two-night stay at the Orlando Hilton Bonnet Creek. All you have to do to win the ultimate Orlando staycation is visit OrlandoMagic.com/Hilton to enter in for full terms and conditions. We rejoin Jeff Turner, analyst on Fox Sports Florida. He'll obviously be calling that one, the Magic and the Warriors. JT, you'll catch him from time to time doing readers on the broadcast. Do you like doing those promos, JT? You like doing the readers? You're good at that.
You think so? Whatever I can do to help David Steele, save his voice, you know, I'm okay with it. But, you know, it's not the same. I mean, how do you follow David Steele
read,
right?
You can't. You can't in the ad-libs, and he improvises on the fly.
Incredible, you know?
You're right. And it's interesting, for those that don't know, we do a segment called Is This Anything? Or you and David do it on the telecast on Fox Sports Florida. And you could be going anywhere, JT, and now it's kind of coming up on me now. I go into town, and they remind me that I need to remind you to go easy on David on Is This Anything? I don't think they realize you don't have the final decision, right? And
right.
It's starting to affect everyday life now here.
Exactly. My banker tells me to go easy on David Steele. The lawn guys tell you to go easy on David Steele. And, you know, no matter how many times I say I don't make the decision, you know, nobody believes me. I had a fan last night ask me, you know, is the truck real? Are you guys just saying the truck? Is there really a truck? What is the truck?
Oh, that's great. There's a truck.
It's a little too hard to explain, you know, just in passing. But yes, we do have a production truck, and they make all the decisions. So, you know, I think I can influence them a little bit,
Yes. Maybe. Yes.
But, you know, they make the ultimate decision.
I think you need to play that up. Like last night when you really got them, or 2 nights ago when you really got them a bell, you really need to play that up. And for those that don't know, the truck is a scary place. I would never, ever willingly send anyone into the truck, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, it's just dark, and, you know, there's all these people in there, and, they, you know, they're all talking at once.
Right.
And, you know, if it seems like we get distracted on the broadcast, that's because they're in our ear. They're always talking to us, you
there's
know.
A lot. You guys are getting
a lot of stuff going on.
You're getting a lot of information thrown at you. Well, you heard Dennis Newman there on the call, and obviously we love Dennis. How good is he on the Magic Radio Network? But he mentioned Nick Vucevic and the All-Star. We've talked about it a number of times. We mentioned it on the podcast, Orlando Magic Pod Squad, which we encourage everyone to listen to on iTunes. But we will find out during our broadcast, JT. It's going to be kind of weird. We're going to find out tomorrow at 7 o'clock when the reserves are announced if Nick Vucevic is an All-Star this year. We think he is. But we're coming up on a day away here. It'll be pretty interesting tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he is. I tell you, I might be a little grumpy if we come during the broadcast.
Yes.
If we don't get a positive result for Nick Vucevic. I mean, he's just playing so well. It's interesting. You know, you listen to coaches. You know, a lot of the local media has been asking the opposing coaches about it, and they are all very positive about Nick Vucevic, and, you know, some have said they feel like he's probably right now, you know, behind Joel Embiid, the second best center in the Eastern Conference and everything. So I think it's going to happen, Dante. I really do.
Well, I hope so, and I'm with you. It seems to be a lot of momentum. A lot of people nationally are clamoring for him. But right here in Central Florida, JT, the bigger picture, you got 31 games left, and both of them have made comments that if this thing doesn't get going in the right direction come the trade deadline or certainly at season's end, there's going to be some changes. In their opinion, there could be some personnel changes, and we know how close Nick Vucevic and Evan Fournier are. That could change. They might not be teammates at season's end. They've been teammates for 5 years. It's kind of sad to think about, and I just wonder, is there pressure that comes with that? And what did you make of that when you heard those comments a couple of days ago?
Well, I think it's, kudos to them. They understand that the NBA is a business.
Sure.
I feel like, both of those guys love living in Orlando. You know, they want to see this thing through to the end, to where we become a playoff contender. They've got a lot invested in it. But the reality is, John Hammond and Jeff Weltman, you know, their job is to improve this team. So they have to look at everything. And as a player, I think you understand that, and are aware of that. Doesn't always make you happy.
Sure.
But, you know, ultimately those two guys, their job is to just keep going out every night and, doing what they can to help this team win basketball games. You know, Dante, we love David Steele, very wise guy. And, you know, one of the things that he keeps saying down the stretch because of all these close games is I think in the past we've seen this team kind of quit is a strong word, but, kind of lose faith.
Sure.
David refers to that as letting go of the rope.
Right.
Right? And David keeps saying, we're in these games, third quarter comes around, we're still in. We haven't let go of the rope. And, that's something in the words of
David
Steele.
That's
Steele,
right. That's right.
These guys continue to compete every night. And it's hard because, we're running out of games. What are we, 4 or 5 games out now?
Five now, right?
The equation is, getting more and more difficult to solve here to get us in the playoffs.
Well, you're 5 games out with 31 to go, certainly doable, and we do get text messages as well of what kind of a run is possible for this team here down.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is 19 of your final 28 are against teams under 500, but this team has not shown yet really any indication that they're about to go on a run. We hope so,
right.
And they certainly can. They're talented enough. But how frustrating is it? And You don't want them to ever let go of the rope, but eventually, JT, you got to find a way to start winning some of these close games. Fans want it when they come to the building. They want to see the Magic hold on and pull off some of these wins, and these players and coaching staff are working hard enough, and they certainly want to close out these games.
Yeah, there's no question. And you know what's interesting is, like, we you know, you dissect it and you look at it. When you go back, you know, which the coaches do, and they go through film and everything, you know, there it's a lot of times it's, you know, maybe five plays, right, that are the difference.
Sure, right.
You know, a wide open shot. You've run your offense. You've got a great shot, but you just don't knock it down. You know, it's those things. You know, you look at it and you're like, okay, we're not that far. Right? You know, the games go 50-50, these games, you know, and if you win half of the ones you've lost, you're still right in the middle of the picture. So I think, as you just mentioned, the schedule sets up to where we could go on a little bit of a run. But again, we're running out of time. We've got to, you know, we got to begin very quickly. Certainly tomorrow night would be a great place to start.
No, it certainly would. And you know what? You're right. You got to hold on and find a way to do it. And I guess the last thing I would say, JT, is, you know, fans are ready. They are ready for any kind of sign that this team is ready to turn the corner and make a run here these final 31 games. So to get things started, you still have two big games here at home in your building. You're still connected as we head into February. You still technically are in this thing. You have a chance to make a run. What needs to happen starting tomorrow to get back on track and snap this four-game losing streak?
Well, I think, you know, the biggest thing is we're still looking for that 48-minute consistent game, right? We've seen splashes where, you know, we scored 117 points last night. You know, we're a team that averages right around 104. That is plenty of points to win a game, but we had some breakdowns defensively. So, you know, putting it all together, I think, from a consistent basis where we don't have those breakdowns, where we lose that focus, whether it's on the defensive or offensive end. You know, we played a great defensive game against Houston, held them to 111 points, but we couldn't put in the basket.
Right.
So we've got to get a consistency across the board where we're executing on both ends of the floor. I think that gives us our best chance to win. The margin of error for this team is slim. So it is a constant, you know, whether you're coming off the bench, a starter, you just can't have the mental breakdowns that we've seen over the last couple.
Well, hopefully it starts one game at a time. Hopefully you can get back on track tomorrow. And it's just nice, JT, to not be filling up a suitcase and driving to the hangar here today, isn't it?
Absolutely. The laundry's all done. It's nice to see all my clothes, you know, clean, hanging in the closet. I don't have a pile. It's nice, Dante.
I'm going to guess there's 75% of our travel party that has not attempted any laundry yet. That would be my guess. So kudos to you. Well done, JT.
There's a few people that probably still have their stuff in their suitcase.
No, there's no doubt about that. And we know who they are. All right, good stuff, JT. Thank you so much for jumping in here today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Dante.
All right, he's great. Jeff Turner, thanks so much for having him on. And the Magic are back at it tomorrow. They'll host the Indiana Pacers 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida. 6:30 right here on the Magic Radio Network, 96.9 The Game.
Our Magic never compromise on the court. And Magic fans don't have to compromise when it comes to diamonds, engagement rings, and fine jewelry. You always get more at International Diamond Center. IDC is Florida's leading jeweler, recognized statewide for excellence in every category, selection, value, and trust. And that's why we've been named Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic again this year. So come visit one of our 8 showrooms across the state or 24/7 at shopidc.com/gomagic. International Diamond Center, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People have fun.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.